Senator Ted Cruz spoke at the Republican convention last night, and as you might have heard, he was roundly booed when he refused to endorse Donald Trump.
To those listening, please don't stay home in November. If you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Now, most of Washington State's delegates are Cruz supporters, including Mark Perez from Puyallup. He defended Ted Cruz's speech because Perez thinks Trump isn't even a Republican.
You know, just because you're in a garage doesn't mean you're a Porsche. You can wear a Porsche t-shirt, but you're not a Porsche, you know. And so Donald Trump is a populist. Donald Trump is his own man. And so if you don't stand on a platform, there's no entitlement for an endorsement.
That was Delegate Mark Perez. Now, KUOW's David Hyde is at the convention in Cleveland. He told me Ted Cruz's speech deepened the divide within Washington State's Republican Party, the divide we've been talking about all week. And he says the language Cruz used was especially interesting.
Ted Cruz told delegates to vote your conscience, and that's the exact same language that delegates I've been speaking with have been using all week. That's what they wanted to do in this Free the Delegates movement. So they, of course, were thrilled that Ted Cruz was so with them, but state GOP chairman Susan Hutchinson had the opposite reaction.
He was standing there talking with his people, and I just walked up and I introduced myself and identified myself as chairman of the Washington State Republican Party. And I said that I thought what he did was inexcusable and that he was a traitor to the party. For all the hard work that each delegation has made together, he slapped us in the face.
So Susan Hutchinson is calling Ted Cruz essentially a traitor to the party. I mean, this is pretty extraordinary. How big of a deal was this, do you think, that she confronted him in this way?
Yeah, calling Ted Cruz a traitor to his face, even in the heat of the moment, when so many Washington state delegates are with Ted Cruz, says to me that the Republican Party in Washington State is in a really fragile place right now. And delegates say to me that there are at least five different factions. You've got the moderates who kind of yearn for the good old days. You've got the evangelical wing, the Tea Party wing, the neocons who are mostly concerned with foreign policy. And there are also now more kind of libertarian-leaning Republicans. Obviously, there's going to be some overlap there, but the point here is that there's some profound disagreement about what really matters, about what is the Republican Party.
Well, we knew going into this convention that there was going to be a lot of disagreement because a lot of these folks were Ted Cruz supporters. But we spoke to Susan Hutchinson yesterday, and she said that over the course of the week, she's seen these delegates come together. And she felt that, you know, she was hopeful because she saw people sort of starting to coalesce behind Donald Trump. What do you think about that? Do you think that's true? Have you seen that yourself?
Yes, yeah, some of the delegates that I spoke with told me that they started out Cruz supporters and they've become Trump supporters either over the course of this convention or they had made up their minds earlier. The anti-Trump forces say they still outnumber the number of folks who have done that. So they say that this Ted Cruz, never Trump coalition is still, you know, partly intact.
So when you talk about the divisions within the party, how significant do you think this is going to be going forward? I mean, given that, you know, even though this is sort of party infighting, Donald Trump did win pretty significantly in the state in the Republican primary. I mean, he won with more than 70% of the vote. So does it really matter, you know, how much party insiders are fighting right now in terms of what might happen in November?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think it's a kind of a reality check. I mean, you know, Chairman Susan Hutchinson is really stressed out right now. That's pretty obvious. And so is the GOP nationally. They were not happy with Ted Cruz last night. But if you put it back in perspective in Washington State, there's a never Trump movement on the part of party activists, on the part of kind of hardcore conservatives. But is there a never Bill Bryant movement? You know, he's the Republican running against Governor Jay Inslee. I haven't heard about that yet.
So even if this doesn't trickle down to the statewide or the local candidates, what is it that precipitated this whole crisis and this division within the party?
Donald Trump. The anti-Trump delegates that I spoke with, some of them don't believe he's a Republican. And not only that, some of them think that he's got a secret pact with the Democratic Party.
Certainly watching this convention has been incredible. It's been amazing drama, especially last night. I know one of the things that you were looking for when you arrived in Cleveland was, you know, whether there were going to be a lot of protests outside of the arena. But it sounded like they haven't been as intense as people were expecting. What was your experience covering these protests?
Yeah, my family wasn't super excited about me coming to this convention, especially given some of the news in recent weeks. But I've spent a fair amount of time at Cleveland's public square where there are a lot of police. In fact, I'm staying at Case Western Reserve University, and there are police officers all over here. I think there's something like 1,900 staying here. But things have been relatively calm. I'm going to say I think these have been some of the most boring protests in American history. You know, which people in Cleveland are really happy about.
Well, that's great. I mean, have you gotten around the city? Have you met a lot of Clevelanders? And what sense do you get from them about the convention?
Yeah, I have to say, everyone here is incredibly warm. They're incredibly welcoming, which is kind of amazing because this is a Democratic town. I mean, it's a Republican state, but Cleveland is a Democratic town, but they welcome the Republican National Committee here. And what people tell me, and they all tell me the same story, which is that Cleveland was really down about, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. At the height of the recession, this city was in pretty bad shape. And they've come back. They've come back a long way economically, financially. There are more jobs now than there were back then. And they just won the NBA Finals. And now a national convention is here. And so they feel like this is shedding light on kind of how far their city's come and perhaps where it's going. So that's just been a great experience to talk to people here in Cleveland, because they're just so warm and nice and have that kind of Midwestern charm.
That's KUOW's David Hyde. He was speaking to me from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Tonight, Donald Trump will officially accept the party's presidential nomination. We'll bring that to you live. Next week, the Democratic National Convention will kick off in Philadelphia. KUOW will be there to bring you stories from Washington state delegates. This is The Record on KUOW.